So my brothers and sisters, we have today probably the best of the stories following the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In these next days, we have so many of the events that show us that indeed he was risen and he did appear singularly and in groups to his disciples, to those who followed him. So what we have is two disciples who are on a road to Emmaus. Emmaus, they contend, is 7 miles from the city of Jerusalem. And their backs are now to the city. And they're walking along this road, and it's the first day of the week. And so on this first day of the week, on Sunday, they begin to talk about what had happened. And these were men now, if we could just capture the feeling for a moment, these were men who had actually come to know Jesus. They were fishermen, followers of Christ, people who first came to believe in him as a great preacher, someone they could follow. And then after a period of time, they saw that he was not only a great preacher, but that he was also someone who taught them many of the things that God in his providence wanted them to know. So new thoughts, new approaches, new ways, especially to care for people who had been separated and distanced from the official religion of that time. So prostitutes, lepers, people who did not find a place in the time of Jesus. And these were the people who they came to see that this teacher also came to know. And then they saw miracles, things that happened. People were cured and they began to believe in him even more. And so their enthusiasm and their participation and their own growth began to increase. And then these two saw there was even something more in Jesus. He was not only a great preacher, he was not only a teacher and a prophet, he was not only a healer, but they began to believe that he was the Messiah, the long-awaited, the Son of God. And over these last 3 days, all of that was destroyed. No longer did they believe that this was the Christ. Because for them, Christ could not have experienced what this Jesus experienced. Death on the cross, stripped naked before his people, crucified, beaten, a common criminal. He couldn't be the Son of God. And so they went from this incredible energy and hope and life to begin to live in great, great disappointment. And so that's why when Jesus comes and begins to walk with them, Luke's gospel says their heads are down. They're discouraged. And so Jesus says to these guys, what's going on? What's the matter? You look horrible. And they say, don't you know what happened? Are you the only person coming from Jerusalem that doesn't know that this Christ has been crucified? And so he begins to teach them once again. He teaches them about this person. He teaches them about what to expect from this person. He teaches them about the fact that this Christ must suffer and die. That in every human heart, everyone has the desire in their hearts to give of some self, to give of some part of their lives. It's in all of us. It's innate in us. And Jesus brought that out in such a real way, the goodness of the human heart. And he said to them, this Christ, he was willing to even give of him of his own life so that we might be saved. And so they reached Emmaus. They still didn't recognize him. And he says he's going further. And they invite him into the house. Good Jewish custom. They invite people back into their house who've been traveling with them. And he offers them a meal. And in the meal, right in the midst of the meal, Jesus takes the bread. And just as he had done 3 days ago on Holy Thursday, he breaks the bread. He gives the bread. And he says, this is my body. Receive it. It's yours. And it's at that moment that the two disciples of Jesus Christ recognize him. In the breaking of the bread. In the recognition that in their lives and in his life, all that people innately want to do is give of themselves, to be generous, to help other people, to live in that gratitude. So he gave thanks, he broke the bread, and he gave it to them. And then he disappears. And what do the disciples do? Do they stay at Emmaus? No. They immediately get up and they turn their face back to Jerusalem, to the place that was the place of promise, to the place where they met Jesus, to the place where they came to know Jesus, to the place where they came not only to know him, but to recognize him as the Son of God. And they return to the 11 and they say to their brothers and sisters, he's risen. He's alive. We saw him. And they confirm that by saying, indeed he is alive. He also appeared to Simon. And so, my brothers and sisters, I think for all of us, there are moments in our life where we get depressed. We give up on our promise. We don't want to live in the generous, gracious life that makes us ultimately feel so good, but sometimes we wear out. There's death in our family. There's destruction in our lives. There's anxieties about things. There's worry. There's bad health. There's all kinds of things that can come at us. And we, like those two disciples, turn our back on Jerusalem. But my sisters and brothers, buck up. Buck up. Christ is with us. He's with us in those great moments when things are terrific and we're feeling good and life is good, but he's equally with us in those difficult moments, in those painful moments, in those moments when we're filled with our own self and grief and wonder. That's the message, I think, of this day. That this Christ wants each day to turn us around when we wake up a little sour in the morning, when we're worried about someone we love, when we are in tremendous need of some support from someone who maybe has for the moment forgotten us. Maybe it's a child. Maybe it's someone you love. That we can buck up and turn our face once again to Jerusalem, to the place where our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is found. Found in his death, found in the goodness of your lives, and found in the goodness of all the people you know and meet. Christ is there. The goodness of God is there. He is present with us, walking with us every step of the way. And so I would encourage you this week, when we're a little bit sassy or upset or angry or just down, that we keep our face on this Christ who says to us today, I will be with you. I will be your companion. I will be the very person who will hold you always. Amen. Please stand.